Connecting Gun, heard round the world.
President Obama says the United States has to keep pressure on the enemies reacting to the terror plot on that Delta flight that was headed into Detroit on Christmas Day. More details coming up on that, too. It gets stranger and stranger. Can't make this stuff up every single day. Also, we're going to talk about resolutions on this show. Yep. Do you make them? Do you try to stick to them? Or do you say, forget it all, I'm not even going in that direction? Happy holidays, everybody. Kate Delaney, of course, America Tonight, the name of the show. I am the captain of the ship as we zig and zag all over the place. Heading into a new year, a lot of people will have a resolution of a different sort. After maybe trying to make a marriage work, they decide they just have to throw the towel in. Or in some cases, a partner decides, hey, I want out of this. You know, there are things about a divorce. It's like the War of the Roses. Do you ever see that movie with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner? Whew, that would turn you off to marriage just in general, I think. But it's the reality that the statistics, depending on who you talk to, you know, half of the marriages now in the United States end in divorce. But is there a way to do this in a civilized manner? And there is a way to do that. There's an attorney who's going to join us, Hal Davis, who says, absolutely, there's a way that you can get divorced in a way where you're not killing each other and as a result killing the kids as well. So we're going to veer off politics and lifestyle and some other things for just a minute here before we hit the headlines and talk to Hal, who's waiting in the green room. I think we can usher him in. He has one of those expensive lattes that are in the budget, at least coming to this year anyway. Hal, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Good to be here.
You people can go to civilized, by the way, -divorce.com because you have a fabulous website. It tells you all about the things that we're about to talk about. But what gave you the idea for civilized divorce? I mean, even using the term civilized divorce, what gave you the idea to go in this direction?
Well, I found that people, even more than a low price, people want a they want to know what the price is going to be for a divorce. And the only way that I could offer them a flat fee for a divorce was to say, okay, here's what the fee is going to be if you don't start fighting. And so I just determined it from the base premise of I'm going to do it for a flat fee and then built everything else from there.
What have you found since you started? First of all, how long have you done civilized divorce, and what have you found since you started doing it?
I've been doing nothing but civilized divorce since 2000, and I'm finding that, first of all, my advertising tends to attract the people who want to do it the way I want to do it and turns away the folks who don't want to do it my way. And as a result, I'm seeing much more of the people who are ending their marriage with fatigue. They're just tired and want to move on, and not the people who are looking to extract as much blood as possible from the other side.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? It's the idea is to be efficient and pretty peaceful in this process, right?
Yes. Well, Kate, you mentioned resolutions, and that's part of what we do is the parties resolve that they are going to not fight about this. They're going to work an agreement out, and they're going to get it committed to paper, and they're going to get down the road without letting the attorneys turn this into a war for them.
Yeah. And, you know, often, too, exactly like you said, letting the attorneys turn it into a war for them. Because certainly, I mean, I come from a family that's got some attorneys, and I know this from some of the divorce attorneys that I've met in the past. I mean, a lot of what happens is you have got court filings and, you know, billable hours, and all of that starts to really stack up. So these divorces can get really costly, can't they?
Yes, they really can. It's hard to imagine a couple getting divorced contested without kids for less than $10,000 a side. And if you've got kids to fight over, well, and if you've got money, well, send it to your lawyer because it's going to cost that much.
Yeah, no kidding. How did you know you were onto something? You said you've been doing it since 2000. How did you know that you had struck a niche here, one that obviously people felt was valuable?
Well, if you've looked at my website, you've seen I've got hundreds of testimonials I'd shepherd people through the process, and they just loved it. They loved the fact that they were in control of it. And a lot of it is the honesty of the whole process. If someone says, well, I want to do this legal thing to rattle the other side's cage, and I say, okay, that's fine, send me $1,000. And they say, well, you know, maybe not. Maybe we'll rattle their cage some other way. So by making it a flat fee up front for the basic services and saying, well, if you want to do more and if I agree to do it, you got to send me more money, they begin to realize that it's not free to start throwing discovery grenades at the other side.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I love that, discovery grenades. And two, a lot of times people will think that they can do it on their own. And I guess you could technically, but the problem is that's where it gets complicated. There are so many things people don't understand about getting that final decree of divorce. Have you found that sometimes somebody's tried to go through the process themselves and said, oh, I can do this for $300, and then they've come to you and said, please, Al, help me?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I started looking at going specifically after many of these people who had, trying to help some of these people who had filed on their own and their case was about to be dismissed. And I found that, for instance, in Dallas County, there was a huge number of cases about to be dismissed because the folks found it easy to file for divorce by themselves, but they couldn't figure out how to get the rest of the paperwork done to wrap up the divorce, so the divorce was about to be dismissed. And the assistant judges in Dallas have a form letter with something like 20 different reasons to check the box why the paperwork from the forms company wasn't adequate to meet the needs. You know, for instance, a divorce with kids, depending on how big a typeface you use and whatnot, is often 50 pages. And the forms you get from the form companies are maybe like 12 or 15 pages, and they just don't cover all the stuff that the law and the judges like to have covered.
Yeah, no kidding. So realistically, if somebody gets a civilized divorce, how long could it take? If everything's good, you fill out the paperwork, how long would a civilized divorce take?
Well, under Texas law, which is where I practice, the petition has to be on file for at least 60 days before the divorce can legally be final. And if the parties move quickly in terms of getting the paperwork done, it wouldn't be at all uncommon to get a divorce wrapped up 62, 65, 70 days after they hired me and I filed the petition for divorce.
Yeah. Much different than the War of the Roses, right?
Oh, much. And, of course, in other jurisdictions, sometimes they have legal separation that we don't have in Texas, and maybe they have to have been separated for over a year and other things. So it's different in every state.
All right, Hal, thanks so much for coming on ATN, and we'll tell everyone they can check out civilized-divorce.com. It's a sad thing, but when you're in the middle of it, if you could do it civilized, I think it's much better. Thanks, Hal.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And heading into the new year, as I said, when you think of that statistic, and there's no true number, I mean, there's no hard number, only the one that's been manipulated where it's about half. In some cases, I've had attorneys tell me they think it's actually more than half at this point, which is, wow, that's unbelievable. All the I do's that end up falling apart. But if you have to go down that road, you have to have no choice. Be much better, certainly for the families, to do it in a civilized way. Coming back on the flip side, odds and ends, filling in on the details on what's been shaking around the country here in just a second on ATN.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
President Obama says the United States has to keep pressure on the enemies reacting to the terror plot on that Delta flight that was headed into Detroit on Christmas Day. More details coming up on that, too. It gets stranger and stranger. Can't make this stuff up every single day. Also, we're going to talk about resolutions on this show. Yep. Do you make them? Do you try to stick to them? Or do you say, forget it all, I'm not even going in that direction? Happy holidays, everybody. Kate Delaney, of course, America Tonight, the name of the show. I am the captain of the ship as we zig and zag all over the place. Heading into a new year, a lot of people will have a resolution of a different sort. After maybe trying to make a marriage work, they decide they just have to throw the towel in. Or in some cases, a partner decides, hey, I want out of this. You know, there are things about a divorce. It's like the War of the Roses. Did you ever see that movie with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner? Whew, that would turn you off to marriage just in general, I think. But it's the reality that the statistics, depending on who you talk to, you know, half of the marriages now in the United States end in divorce. But is there a way to do this in a civilized manner? And there is a way to do that. There's an attorney who's going to join us, Hal Davis, who says, absolutely, there's a way that you can get divorced in a way where you're not killing each other and as a result killing the kids as well. So we're going to veer off politics and lifestyle and some other things for just a minute here before we hit the headlines and talk to Hal, who's waiting in the green room. I think we can usher him in. He has one of those expensive lattes that are in the budget, at least coming into this year anyway. Hal, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Good to be here.
You people can go to civilized, by the way, -divorce.com, because you have a fabulous website. It tells you all about the things that we're about to talk about. But what gave you the idea for civilized divorce? I mean, even using the term civilized divorce, what gave you the idea to go in this direction?
Well, I found that people, even more than a low price, people want a... they want to know what the price is going to be for a divorce. And the only way that I could offer them a flat fee for a divorce was to say, okay, here's what the fee is going to be if you don't start fighting. And so I just determined it from the base premise of I'm going to do it for a flat fee and then built everything else from there.
What have you found since you started? First of all, how long have you done civilized divorce, and what have you found since you started doing it?
I've been doing nothing but civilized divorce since 2000, and I'm finding that, first of all, my advertising tends to attract the people who want to do it the way I want to do it and turns away the folks who don't want to do it my way. And as a result, I'm seeing much more of the people who are ending their marriage with fatigue. They're just tired and want to move on, and not the people who are looking to extract as much blood as possible from the other side.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? It's the idea is to be efficient and pretty peaceful in this process, right?
Yes. Well, Kate, you mentioned resolutions, and that's part of what we do is the parties resolve that they are going to not fight about this. They're going to work an agreement out, and they're going to get it committed to paper, and they're going to get down the road without letting the attorneys turn this into a war for them.
Yeah, and, you know, often, too, exactly like you said, letting the attorneys turn it into a war for them. Because certainly, I mean, I come from a family that's got some attorneys, and I know this from some of the divorce attorneys that I've met in the past. I mean, a lot of what happens is you have got court filings and, you know, billable hours, and all of that starts to really stack up. So these divorces can get really costly, can't they?
Yes, they really can. It's hard to imagine a couple getting divorced contested without kids for less than $10,000 aside.
Ooh.
And if you've got kids to fight over, well, and if you've got money, well, send it to your lawyer because it's going to cost that much.
Yeah, no kidding. What? How did you know you were onto something? You said you've been doing it since 2000. How did you know that you had struck a niche here, one that obviously people felt was valuable?
Well, if you've looked at my website, you've seen I've got hundreds of testimonials. I've shepherded people through the process, and they just loved it. They loved the fact that they were in control of it. And a lot of it is the honesty of the whole process. If someone says, well, I want to do this legal thing to rattle the other side's cage, and I say, okay, that's fine, send me $1,000. And they say, well, you know, maybe not. Maybe we'll rattle their cage some other way. So by making it a flat fee up front for the basic services and saying, well, if you want to do more and if I agree to do it, you got to send me more money, they begin to realize that it's not free to start throwing, discovery grenades at the other side.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I love that, discovery grenades. And two, a lot of times people will think that they can do it on their own. And I guess you could technically, but the problem is that's where it gets complicated. There are so many things people don't understand about getting that final decree of divorce. Have you found that sometimes somebody's tried to go through the process themselves and said, oh, I can do this for $300, and then they've come to you and said, please, Hal, help me?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I started looking at going specifically after many of these people who had, trying to help some of these people who had filed on their own and their cases about to be dismissed. And I found that, for instance, in Dallas County, there was a huge number of cases about to be dismissed because the folks found it easy to file for divorce by themselves, but they couldn't figure out how to get the rest of the paperwork done to wrap up the divorce, so the divorce was about to be dismissed. And the assistant judges in Dallas have a form letter with something like 20 different reasons to, you know, check the box why the paperwork from the forms company wasn't adequate to meet the needs. You know, for instance, a divorce with kids, depending on how big a typeface you use and whatnot, is often 50 pages. And the forms you get from the form companies are maybe like 12 or 15 pages, and they just don't cover all the stuff that the law and the judges like to have covered.
Yeah, no kidding. So realistically, if somebody gets a civilized divorce, how long could it take? If everything's good, you fill out the paperwork, how long would a civilized divorce take?
Well, under Texas law, which is where I practice, the petition has to be on file for at least 60 days before the divorce can legally be final. And if the parties move quickly in terms of getting the paperwork done, it wouldn't be at all uncommon to get a divorce wrapped up 62, 65, 70 days after they hired me and I filed the petition for divorce.
Yeah, much different than the War of the Roses, right?
Oh, much. And, of course, in other jurisdictions, sometimes they have a legal separation that we don't have in Texas, and maybe they have to have been separated for over a year and other things. So it's different in every state.
All right, Hal, thanks so much for coming on ATN, and we'll tell everyone they can check out civilized-divorce.com. It's a sad thing, but when you're in the middle of it, if you could do it civilized, I think it's much better. Thanks, Hal.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And heading into the new year, as I said, when you think of that statistic, and there's no true number. I mean, there's no hard number. Only the one that's been manipulated where it's about half. In some cases, I've had attorneys tell me they think it's actually more than half at this point, which is, wow, that's unbelievable. All the I do's that end up falling apart. But if you have to go down that road, you have to have no choice. Much better, certainly for the families, to do it in a civilized way. Coming back on the flip side, odds and ends, filling in on the details on what's been shaking around the country here in just a second on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling...
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great, cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Throwback. Good job, Donovan. Always on top of it. He's reading my mind musically. That's a good thing. Hey, everybody. Happy holidays. Hope you enjoyed your family and maybe you're still with them. And, of course, we're rolling into a new year. And you know what that means? That means resolutions. I resolve that I will profile when something looks awry as I am getting on a plane. I mean, sadly, can you imagine just how close that was? It's tough to get away from this. It just happened on Friday, and here we are Monday. Imagine families and what that would have been like, and also the lockdown mode we would have been in this country. So Monday, you have passengers who are a little bit delayed. You have passengers who are getting pulled aside. You have confusion about the new rules because the airlines are saying that the new rules mean that you have to stay in the seat, and that kicked in on Saturday. Of course, always the response to whatever the would-be terrorist happens to do, as we know, whether it's the liquids because that happened in London or Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. So we take off our shoes. And now in this case, because you had the Nigerian student who stood up and was trying to get the detonator and the detonator didn't work or whatever specifically happened, there's some confusion on that. But Abdullah Mutallab, whatever it was, then, of course, that's exactly what we're going to do to everybody else as we're screening. I mean, come on, give me a break here. So the TSA issues a security. This is like, what, a month on the heels after, of course, the TSA memo on some of the specific things they did was, whoops, accidentally released to a bunch of websites. So now they issue a security directive for U.S.-bound flights from overseas. And one of the things that you'll see, of course, is the screening at the gates. But I've already seen that. I saw that in Orlando when you check your bags in. So now you're stumbling to the plane. You could get pulled aside with that. And there may be other things as far as stowing carry-ons, even domestically, not just internationally, and then personal items, too, as well. I mean, obviously, let's face this. It's what they're now saying, and what the Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, is saying, who I agree with Jeff Atticott, by the way. She's like a deer in the headlights. But changing the stories, this is the constant thing we're seeing. And not, it could have been an easy statement. Go on the Sunday shows. Yes, there seems to have been a little bit of confusion. The security measures that are in place, obviously something happened, blah, blah, blah. But never, ever, ever does that come out that way. And so then it looks like there's a constant fluctuating story. Kind of reminds me of, there was a moment in The American President, that movie, that featured Michael Douglas, and Annette Bening was in it, and so was Michael J. Fox. And in the movie, Michael J. Fox is the spin artist. He's the Robert Gibbs, if you will, the White House spokesperson. And he says, I always tell women that all plans are soft. Basically, I think that's what the deal is with anyone surrounding the White House. All plans are soft. We tell you to say one thing, you say one thing, but then, oops, be on the lookout to make a big change. So she made a big change on Monday from Sunday. And in case you have been buried with family and friends and just made it a point to not look at the news or read a paper, I'll re-rack this one for you. Nigerian passenger on a Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam allegedly attempted to start a fire as the plane prepared to land in Detroit. What was he carrying? PETN, the same stuff Richard Reed had, only he had much more of it. Enough, in fact, to blow a hole in the side of the plane. It could have been a major disaster, certainly to say the least. I mean, to say the least. Now, in Canada, apparently, they're taking this pretty serious. The Canadian flights, I heard of everywhere, have been the most ridiculous. I mean, there's been a lot of chaos with in Canada over this. Air Canada issued new rules and talked about the onboard activities basically during the final hour of flight, that the passengers have to be seated, they're not allowed access to carry-on bags or to have any items on their laps. Oof, this is going to be rough. Here's what I suggest. When you go on the plane, you got to really hope you don't have the Brady Bunch sitting next to you. Because I love kids like the next person, but I think the best thing ever invented was those little DVD players so they could watch The Princess Bride or The Princess and the Frog or whatever. Kids, I don't blame them. I mean, kids are restless. It's a long flight sometimes, 3 hours, 4 hours, coast to coast, 5 hours. What do you expect from the kids? So now they have to go hold it in? Hold it in, honey. You're 3 years old. You can't get up. You might be a terrorist. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's what it is. Sam is listening to us in Montreal, speaking of Canada. Hey, Sam, we hear that Air Canada is really clamping down on people flying in and out of the country.
Big time.
Yeah, the headlines are ugly.
Well, Air Canada is an ugly airline, but we won't go into that. basically, they are telling people no blankets on top,
Ooh.
No PCs.
Ooh.
No coloring books for the children.
Oof.
Yeah, I know. And so, like they said, an hour before landing, you have to be seated. You're not allowed to use the can.
Wow.
Yeah, so what happens if someone's got a case of, how shall I put this as delicately as possible without getting the FCC on your butt? A case of the runs.
Well, yeah, which happens. I mean, or just sick. Somebody's ill. Somebody's very, very ill.
Yeah.
Whatever. And you have a kid. There's a child that has to use the restroom. I mean,
right.
You know, 2 and 3 years old. You have to change a diaper.
What happens if someone maybe is maybe has, you know, all of a sudden something happens and they have to take their medication.
Yeah, it's I think it's going to be rough. I think there are going to be rough moments on planes. I do. And then there's the delays on the planes.
Yeah, because I was watching the news earlier tonight, and they were talking at Pierre Elliott Trudeau Airport, Montreal's airport. And because of this, there were some people who were hoping to get away Friday, for, you know, for Christmas, couldn't even. And one of them some people even thinking of taking, suing Air Canada. And I'm thinking, why sue Air Canada? It was, with all due respect, Delta. You should sue Delta for this, with all due respect. I think you should sue Air Canada because the people running it are a bunch of idiots anyway, but that's another story. I spoke to Julie earlier, and she's coming home Wednesday. Woo!
And, that's great. I love it.
Yeah, and she was telling me, okay, they're supposed to be at the airport in Rome 2 hours before the flight. But because of this, she doesn't know when to show up.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, you got to be there at least 2 hours ahead.
Yeah, and talking about, you know, bigotry, she went to see her daughter play. And her daughter's team was playing a game on Sunday. There are a couple of Jewish kids on, besides Julie's daughter, there's another Jewish kid, right?
Uh-huh.
And some of the other team's fans were, you know, yelling anti-Israel, anti-Jewish remarks, throwing coins on the floor.
Are you kidding?
I kid ye not.
Oh, that's awful.
So the owner of not her team, but the other team, took the microphone and said, if you see anybody doing it, let security know and throw them out. Remember, you're here to watch. You're here to remember. They're here to be entertained. If not, I'll default the game to the other team.
Wow.
If I saw that owner, I think I would probably, well, first of all, try and get him tickets to a Canadiens game. then I would just shake his hand because that is class. I mean, saying, hey, guys, just because of a bunch of flaming idiots, of course, you know, being a little less colorful. To me, that is class, just to say, hey, we're here to watch them play volleyball, not to air your political views.
That's terrible that happened.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm
still trying to wrap my mind around that. That's awful.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was just, you know, it was just unfortunately like three or four people, mm-hmm. but it took those three, you know, so as they were being escorted out of the arena, Julie yells in English, hey, G-A-L. In text messaging language, get a life. That's what you.
Yeah, I like that. Get a life.
Yeah. By the way, I am now hockeyed out today.
What? How much hockey have you watched?
Okay, I watched something called the Spangler Cup, which is four European club teams and an all-star team of Canadians. Okay, and one of them was a former Philadelphia Flyer who was supposed to be this can't-miss prospect, Alexander Daigh.
Oh.
Name from the past.
Yeah, no kidding.
So now he's playing pro hockey in Europe. So it's an all-star team of Canadians. And they were playing against a team from a team called Davos. They're from Switzerland. They're the host country. They also had a team from the Russian league, from the Czech league, and tomorrow they're playing a team from the German league. And then I watched the World Junior Hockey Championships. We won today. We beat Switzerland 6-0. Then we watched the Canadians lose tonight 4-2 to Ottawa. Besides that, I've had a great day.
Sweet, lots of hockey. You gotta love that from across the border. Thanks, Sam. You have a good one. Coming up, we'll talk to the rest of you. Of course, many emails. In fact, we'll do the emails next on the show. Hang around.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Every element of our national power. You heard that earlier in this hour, to keep Americans safe, and saying that the failed Christmas Day plot to blow up a Detroit-bound airliner was a serious reminder of the need to continually adapt security measures against the changing terrorist threat. All right, do you think there's any muscle behind this? Now, of course, anybody who's a sitting president doesn't want to see this happen. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, how far is the administration willing to go? As we also heard from Jeff Atticott, who's not afraid to say what he thinks, as he's been to Guantanamo, he's worked with the FBI, he just was in Mumbai to talk about the situation there. He travels all around the world, and he's been through some tough security measures, but he's a terrorism expert and has helped people on various areas of terrorism and dealing with the legalities of it, certainly. An interesting thing came out today that in this plot to blow up this plane in Detroit, two of the Al-Qaeda members supposedly part of helping with the sewing the device in the underwear, in other words, helping with this plot to carry it out, to help Abdullah Muttalib carry out what he was going to do. Two of them, of the four supposedly that helped plan, were prisoners at Gitmo and were released in 2007. And now you look at Yemen and you know that this is also a breeding ground. This is a place where you have terrorist camps, Al-Qaeda is recruiting, etc. There's no doubt. And we know that certainly because of some that have been held at Guantanamo. So there's some confusion after this attempted bombing about airport security procedures and when to get to the airport. You heard Sam talk about his girlfriend in Italy and how long do you think you need to be at the airport? Was the two-hour rule before? Is it going to be more? Is it going to be that you're not going to be able to have any carry-ons? Is it going to be that you're never going to be able to touch the overhead? And I just can think of scenarios that are very real and not somebody just even getting antsy. Things with children especially. Maybe some older people. There are problems with blanket rules about being able to have electronic devices. So now, once again, it's a reaction to something that somebody has tried to pull on us in the United States. And thank goodness that did not happen. You have to have better airport scanners. And the whole privacy thing and the fact that it's been delayed by the privacy fears, I mean, really. Hey, if somebody wants to get right down to the hairs on my body and it means that everybody on my plane is safe, I do not care. What I care about is the safety. If I'm going to see my family in the East Coast, if I'm going to see my family in Florida, New Jersey, wherever, if any of you are flying domestically or internationally, you care about the safety, right? You want to get in one piece. You're already paying half the time a fortune for that flight. You want to get in one piece. You want to get out of one piece, right? And now it's going to be much more difficult as far as the security hurdles. But will it really amount to anything when you're searching babies? This is a result of that Northwest Flight 253 and the terrorism plot. Now, one of the smartest things that, of course, is going to happen is reviewing the terror list. Of all the people we have on the payroll in the federal government, these lists aren't looked over. Jeff Atticott said exactly what I've been saying. How can it be that this guy had a two-year student visa, yet he paid in cash? It was a one-way ticket. I mean, isn't that an instant red flag guarantee? If I paid in cash for a flight one way, I would probably be questioned. You would probably be questioned. He was not questioned. That's an obvious one. Why are you paying? Why are you going one way? What's the intent? Blah, blah, blah. And especially in the visa application process, I think that's where you could really cast a wider net and catch some of these people in the process. All right, a lot of you have reacted as well. If you don't want to call, you can shoot me an email. Many have done that in the wee hours. 800-259-5791. That's the number to jingle the digits again, 800-259-5791. But here are some of the emails that I've received since this happened. Here's a couple quick ones. This one from Robert. Robert, thanks for the email. Hi, Kate, good morning. The state of the art full body scanning equipment that is currently available has the ability to see the kind of explosive device used in the recent failed attempt. Again, this was in his underwear. Collectively, we can blame four groups for why we are not using this better scanning technology. Libertarians, it infringes upon our privacy. Privacy advocates, it infringes upon our privacy. Economic conservatives, it's too expensive for the government to make the investment. Airline, airport industry, it's too expensive for the airports to make the investment because they would pass the cost onto the airlines, which would then pass the cost on to the passengers. Have a good day. All right, Robert, you make some excellent points. And everywhere you turn, there was opposition to the body scanners. And you know what? It's funny. For as many people on this show who, and I question it too often with the cameras, etc., For as much as I would question privacy, I'll tell you, not with the body scanners, I don't question that. Because of what's happened recently, well, not before Detroit, because of what's happened since 9/11, I don't necessarily question that. I question the people, though, that are part of the screening process. Give me a break. And that goes back to the paying thing. You want to pay real security experts, you want an LL kind of safety record, then you got to pay big money, and that's the problem. Hi, Kate. Was listening to your show this evening. You were speaking about the guy who almost took down the Delta flight. Honestly, I thought it was very strange that someone could just board a flight and not have his passport considered the kinds of security that exist at these airports these days. But then I was listening to Alex Jones on the GCN network. From his source, an official in a suit was with this guy and managed to convince the people at the ticket counter to let the guy go on the plane. That's right. We talked about that. It's been all over the Detroit news, I think, in the last couple of days. Now, here's the story that takes a different shape. I don't know if you've listened, but there are others who are getting information that is different than what is being stated in the mainstream media in the U.S. Apparently, the media in Europe are getting the same story that, for example, that Alex got. I don't know. I think it's worth checking out other media sources other than those which exist in the U.S. I agree. That's why I often comb through a lot of those sources as well. You make a very good point. And what Alex said is exactly what's being reported in, as I said, all over Detroit. There were a couple that they just happened to be attorneys. They were watching it unfold, the fact that you had a guy in a suit, well-dressed, who was there with the Nigerian student. He didn't have a passport. He got him on, and all of a sudden, he doesn't have a passport, but somehow he gets on that plane. So explain it. Obviously, something to do with what was going on, or he wouldn't be escorting him. So how does that happen? Isn't it just an absolute no? Can you imagine that? Who could escort me to get on a plane in the United States without a passport or identification? I have no license. I have no anything. And you think I'm going to talk my way onto a flight from Dallas to L.A. or from Dallas to Chicago or Dallas to New York? The answer is no, no, no. And then again, no. No matter who you are, it would be automatic reason to shut you down. That did not happen in Nigeria. He did not have a passport, which certainly raises red flags. Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
I'm not falling for this.